This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Much to the delight of farmers and the confusion of traders, soybeans have rallied a dollar higher since the beginning of March, trading around the $10 per bushel level this week. Soybean futures on the Chicago Board of Trade opened the month of March near the 875 level and topped $10 per bushel at one point this week. Meanwhile, corn futures traded around $4 per bushel this week. However, trade experts caution the rally may be short-lived, according to Reuters. One thing traders are confident on is the influx of money from commodity funds pouring into the market, but the reason for massive funds entering the markets remain puzzling. Some of the short-term market factors include new concerns with South America's current corn and soybean crops and current stockpile levels. Some see the political uncertainty in Brazil as another sticking point for grain markets, while there has been very little talk on the potential La Niña weather pattern, which could bring dryness to the central United States. For farmers, the rallies have provided an unexpected opportunity to sell grain they've kept in storage for months. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is now accepting proposals for federal specialty crop grants. Grant proposals will be accepted until May 13th, and the Department of Ag's Rebecca Clark says winners should be notified by October 1st.
So the department was notified a few weeks ago that the state of Illinois will receive more than $520,000 for the Federal Specialty Crop Grant Program. And so right now we are accepting proposals. You can submit those proposals until May 13th at 4 p.m., and once we get all of those, we will submit our state plan to the USDA and hopefully be able to notify the winners by October 1st.
Projects that are eligible for the grant vary, but the funding is intended to expand the availability of fresh, locally grown produce and strengthen Illinois' specialty crop industry.
I know that the USDA this year is encouraging projects that benefit underserved communities and veterans. Even looking for strategies that would help with drought-stricken regions and increase the opportunities for new and beginning farmers. And so these funds may lead to help projects that will help feed communities, encourage more participation in agriculture, and even increase a farmer's profitability. And we're really excited about the opportunity to be able to help distribute this $520,000, and it's really going to be able to help our communities.
Communications Manager for the Illinois Department of Ag, Rebecca Clark. In other news, a research study by the University of Illinois shows herbicide resistance in water hemp continues to grow. A new study by the university found some populations of water hemp resistant to many commonly used herbicides are also resistant to alternative herbicide options. University of Illinois weed scientist Aaron Hager says the study essentially confirmed that we can't control the population with three classes of herbicides. The study, focusing on the water hemp population in central Illinois, did find the population was sensitive to glyphosate. But researchers caution that if farmers switch to a class of herbicides that works today, it's likely unlikely to work for very long before water hemp develops resistance to that herbicide. The university offers an alternative method for farmers to beat water hemp. Researchers say if farmers attack water hemp at the seed, where the weed is at the most vulnerable stage, then farmers could beat the weed in 5 to 7 years. The university recommends that farmers let seeds germinate, then mechanically work the soil before planting a crop. The researchers say farmers should repeat this strategy for multiple years until the seed bank is diminished. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.